Hello and welcome to your GCSE Science Revision podcast. I'm your tutor for today, and we're diving into one of the most fundamental topics in all of physics, conservation of energy. Whether you're revising for your mocks or the real thing, stick with me, because by the end of this episode, you'll have everything you need to nail this topic in the exam. Let's go! So, first things first, what even is energy? Now, this sounds like a simple question, but examiners love to catch candidates out on the basics. Energy is not a thing you can see or touch. It's a property of a system, a measure of the ability to do work. And here's the golden rule that underpins this entire topic. Energy cannot be created or destroyed. It can only be transferred from one store to another. This is the law of conservation of energy, and it is absolutely non-negotiable in physics. Every single energy calculation you do at GCSE is built on this foundation. Now, let's talk about energy stores. Examiners will expect you to correctly identify and name these, so let's go through them. There are 8 main energy stores you need to know. First, kinetic energy. The energy an object has because it is moving. Second, gravitational potential energy. The energy stored in an object because of its position above the ground. Third, chemical energy. Stored in the bonds of substances like food, fuel, and batteries. Fourth, thermal energy. Stored in the random motion of particles in a substance. Fifth, elastic potential energy. Stored in a stretched or compressed object, like a spring or a rubber band. Sixth, nuclear energy. Stored in the nucleus of atoms. Seventh, magnetic energy, stored in the field between magnets. And eighth, electrostatic energy, stored in the field between charged objects. Now, here is a critical distinction that trips up so many candidates. Energy stores are not the same as energy transfers. A store is where energy sits. A transfer is how it moves from one store to another. The 4 main pathways of transfer are mechanically, by a force doing work, electrically, by a current flowing, by heating, from hot to cold, and by radiation, such as light or sound waves. In the exam, if a question asks you to describe an energy transfer, you must name both the store the energy is coming from and the store it is going to, and you should also name the pathway. For example, chemical energy in the battery is transferred electrically to the kinetic energy store of the motor. That's the kind of complete answer that earns full marks.